Greetings and welcome to my first podcast. I'll start by saying that this is not something I would have thought to do. I'm still not really sure how I feel about it, but I'm giving it a try because I was encouraged to do so by someone whose opinion I hold dear. And I agreed to give it a shot, and I would hate to disappoint. So, here we are. I was thinking about memories and the way certain sounds or tastes or scents triggers memories for each of us. Like, the taste of some random thing can take you back to a memory of your childhood in a park with your parents on a swing, or hearing a song takes you back to a summer where something significant happened or nothing significant happened. Just hearing that song triggers a memory and takes you back to a certain place. So in my group of friends, I am their memory source. If they can't remember what a plan was, what we were going to do, what we were trying to do, who said what, they call me. Sometimes I remember. Most times I remember. Sometimes I don't. Hell, sometimes I just wasn't paying attention. But they rely on my memory. And I think I remember most things. But it's got to be tied to something. It has to be tied to a feeling. There's a saying that people won't remember what you said or did, but they will always remember the way you made them feel. And for me, that's true. Because I can forget what I wore yesterday, what I ate for dinner last night. Hell, sometimes I get home and I don't remember how I made it home. Not because I was drinking or anything, just because I was in my thoughts. And I'll pull up in front of my house and go, wait, how the hell did I get here? But certain things, certain memories I have held on to. And I can go back to a detail as far as what I was wearing 5 years ago when so-and-so said this, or the time in seventh grade at the end of the year where this boy that I had a huge crush on kissed me. And I can probably give every detail leading up to that kiss. Kind of weird like that. But for me, it's all emotionally based. Like those old memories that I can pull up and just speak in detail about. It's tied to an emotion, some feeling, some good, some not good. But that's how my memory works. So right now, if somebody said to me, do you remember what happened in January of 2013 on this Sunday, what have you? My first thought would be, was that before or after he died? So in June of 2013, I became a widow at 35. And so around that time, 2012, 2013, any memories associated with that, I have to track back to, was that before or after he died? Where was I? Was I in Dania? Was I in Hollywood? Where was I living? Then I can track back to, it was before he died. Okay. And go backwards from there. Or it was after he died and move forward from there. I would like to think most people have that in terms of their first child, their wedding date, or any major life event. Kind of gives us a starting point and an ending point for where we can search our memories for something specific. That's been working for me for the last 6 years. And I think that's probably my most significant loss. I lost my dad in July of 2018. But the loss of a spouse seems more significant. Not because one is more important than the other, of course. But you kind of prepare to lose a parent as you get older. So that was, you were prepared mentally. However small, you were somewhat prepared. Losing a spouse, there's no preparation for that unless there's a long-term illness or a short-term illness. But I feel like even then, there's really no preparation. So that's where my mental calendar starts for the most part. I'm hoping that as time goes on, something great will happen and I'll have a new starting point. But for now, that's what I got. Yeah, that's pretty much what I got. Prior to that, anything before 2013, 2012, I can probably track back using a location, a person, or a song, maybe even a scent, like a cologne. My first serious boyfriend wore gray flannel. I don't even know if they still make gray flannel cologne, but that's what he wore. And so that scent will always remind me of him, and naturally it'll trigger a ton of memories. That's one scent. What's another scent for me? A certain fruit, guava. Guava has a very distinct smell. So if I walk into a supermarket and there is guava in there, I smell that and it takes me back to my childhood. Growing up in Guyana, eating tropical fruits and spending time with my grandparents when school was out. So certain fruits and just different scents, different things trigger different memories. I just think it's fascinating how the mind works and where it'll take you if you let it. And I said sometimes the memories are good, sometimes they're bad. But we all have them. So I guess I'll title this podcast, Memories. How do we retrieve them? It's a starting point. We'll see what happens. That's all I got for you guys today. Short, sweet, to the point. I'll probably come back and ramble some more in the future, but play it by ear. Thanks for your time, and hope you stop back again soon.